Five Geeks, Five Opinions, One Podcast, Nerd Death and Noir Network, where we do nerd shit.
Hello, welcome to Nerdgasm Noir Network. It's me, Dee, and I'm here with JP, Maria, and Melissa. And today we're here to talk about nerd shit. How are you ladies doing?
I'm good.
I'm good. Kinda, sorta, I guess, whatever.
I'm great.
Kinda, sorta, whatever you guess.
I'm real. What you guess, what you see.
I don't understand what's happening here. Anyway, before we get into it, I'm going to say, like I always say, make sure you go to nerdgasmnoir.net and check out all the stuff that's going on over there. Follow us on social media. Find our RSS feed and however you want to listen to us. Send us a voicemail with corny jokes. You know I love corny jokes. Or however you need to contact us, make sure you go over to nerdgasmnoir.net. So I guess the first thing we're going to get into, like we always get into, is we're going to get into feedback. So JP, you want to take it over?
Yes, feedback. So, the first thing I want to say is a thank you to the people that nominate us in the Black Weblog Awards for a nominee in the 5 Best Podcasts. So, thank you. That was awesome. Because that nomination form was like $5 entry fee. I was like,
We are y'all. So cheap.
Right? I was like, y'all, like,
nope.
Y'all must like us. Okay. And then Tanya said, we got to give love to our podcasting fam, Nergas and Noir, for having me on a couple of times and being amazing women of color in tech and gaming.
Woo!
Okay. And then Khalif Adams, Black Santa.
Never gonna not be funny.
Nergas and Noir has always been one of the most important shows on the net. Black women sharing their geekdom inspires us. And this is for Podcast Day. So I didn't even know it was Podcast Day. But thank you, Black Santa.
Yeah, that made me. I put on Twitter just all the crying faces because I did not expect that. I was just like, oh, I'm minding my own business. Oh my God, people are so nice.
I know. You know, we had people that, you know, recommended us on, you know, on their podcast day. And I was like, oh, okay. People listen to us. All right. That's cool. and then, of course, Enda Lauren says, and of course, so much love and respect to Nergas Noir, who opened a door for nerdy podcasters of color everywhere. Oh,
including herself. She does Black Girl Squee with Dust Daughter.
Yeah.
What did they do? What did they have a segment called? Something about that print. You're nasty.
Hey. I feel like that is a need. There's a need for that. I feel like they are, you know, showing a path to.
No, it's very. I'm not saying it's not important. I personally find it very important. But that don't mean
very, very.
I mean, if only we had thought of it first.
I mean.
I'm glad we didn't think of it first because that the whole show every week. Would be like, blah, nerd news, blah, back on business of the week. Yeah, whatever happened on TV. Anyway, let's get back to that print. We are shallow enough as it is.
We really are. Then from off of Twitter, from @RoddyCat, he said, if you posted this before, I apologize, but what are your top 5 anime squeeze? So I guess he's asking us what our top 5 favorite animes are. I guess I can answer that since the other ones probably need time to think. Okay, so my 5 this time, Now, mind you, this probably change every time you ask me. Attack on Titan, Kill la Kill. I always love JoJo Bizarre Adventure. I'm watching that for Anime Squeeze now, because they redid the whole series, which is cool. Set three. Of course, my favorite always and forever is Yu Yu Hakusho. I don't know. I just always love the anime. I do not know why, but I find myself rewatching the whole series every now and then. And the fifth one. Okay, let me think on this. I'm going to do the one because this anime actually made me cry, which is weird because usually it'd be sad stuff in anime. And I was like, okay, yeah, he died. Let's move on.
Whatever. He's dead. Stop crying. I mean, I know he was your son and all, but get over it.
So this anime called Clannad, so C-L-A-N-N-A-D, and it's kind of like, it's like a high school drama, but it's kind of serious. I mean, they have, like, really light moments, but I just really love that series because it, like, when they do the serious moments, it doesn't seem like it's just thrown in because, oh my God, we're acting too funny in the series. Let's throw something serious in. No, it's, I don't know. I think it's a really good series. And it made me cry. Like, I was bawling, like, throughout the whole freaking, it's like two seasons of it. I was bawling throughout both seasons. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. She just wanted to make, oh my God. Yeah, so yeah. I had all the feels. I mean, honestly, I probably have a top 100. Well, I want to say top 20, maybe top 10. A top 100, that'll take too long because I forget stuff. Mm-hmm.
You got a top 100, I know it.
Look, I don't even remember if I remember all the anime I ever watched. Because it's times that I rewatch an anime and then I'm thinking, like, did I watch this before?
This seems
really familiar. Yeah. So that, oh, God damn it. Black Butler is really good. Okay, I want to shut up. So I don't know if y'all have a top five.
Okay. I do.
Okay.
I do. Okay. So I'm going to preface this with my taste in anime is shit, so please don't judge me. But number one is probably going to, and I'm going really old school with this, but number one is Speed Racer because me and my dad used to watch Speed Racer together because that was my dad's favorite cartoon. Kid. Shut up, I don't need your sentiment. Number two. Number two. Oh, stop.
I'm sorry.
Number two is going to be Sailor Moon because Sailor Moon came out, what was I was like right at the age where Sailor Moon would have hit a kid. Like I was like 8 or 9 when I first saw Sailor Moon, and it was like, oh my God, she's a princess of the moon and she gets to turn, she has like cats that fucking talk and all kinds of shit's going on. So, and she's got like two boyfriends who are actually probably the same guy, whatever. So like Sailor Moon is number two. Number three is going to be Ghost in Shell, because that's the first time I realized that animes could be serious.
Ghost in the Shell or Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex?
The series, not the
series.
Movie.
Yeah, the series, definitely the series. But that's a good series, though.
It is.
That's the first time I realized that, like, anime could be serious and blah, blah, blah. And so then after that, I'm going to go with, ooh, shit. See? I don't feel like I can separate these two, so I'm going to put them together.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot the name of the other one. Cowboy Bebop and
Samurai Champloo.
Samurai Champloo, yeah. Those two.
Oh, those are awesome.
Those are like super awesome.
Yeah, oh. Samurai Champloo is definitely up there. I love that one.
Yeah, both of those are. Okay, so I would add those to my top five. See, I went.
You can't do that. You've already picked you.
Yeah, but see, that is. Okay, Cowboy Bebop.
You know what? We're just going to have like an all anime show for you.
Yeah, we need to because, like, I really have a lot of favorites, like Cowboy Bebop. Like, I have a lot of number ones. Oh my God. Oh, shit. It was another anime I really liked. Okay, let's move on.
And then my last one, again, shit taste in anime, but Tenchi Muyo.
Oh, come on.
I love Tenchi Muyo.
Everybody watched that at once. Come on now.
And then Honorary mentioned the Pokemans.
The Pokemans?
The Pokemans? What?
That's how New Yorkers say it.
Pokemans.
Pokemans. Oh, so, wait. You know what? Death Note. Honorary mention.
I never watched Death Note. My sister watched Death Note. She said it was really good.
We have to close your list, Jen.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Sorry. I never watched Rurouni Kenshin. Everybody said that one was good.
I'm sorry.
I never watched. I watched Naruto, but everybody watched Naruto. There was like no. You know, Naruto is still happening. I found that out when I got Hulu because it was like new episodes of Naruto, and I was like, that came out like 15 years ago. Why?
Okay, all the episodes that's coming out is like filler, and then they take a little scene from the manga, and then filler.
But another scene. Those kids have to be like 47 at this point. Like, they're all adults. They have their own children who are probably going to ninja school. Like, what is happening?
I mean, because the series ended by now. Because I know they was trying to, like, not go too far ahead. But I'm like, it's done. We're done. Acknowledged
that, what is it, third Hokage or second Hokage is Naruto's father? Have they finally just outright said it? Instead of just alluding to it.
Yeah, so they finally got to that.
Okay, that only took 17 years.
Yeah, it did. And even though when they first showed him, I was like, that's his daddy.
Because he looks just like him.
That's his daddy.
You get it from your daddy. Like.
And then they show his mama. I was like, mm-hmm. You put their hair color together. Boom.
Okay, guys.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Maria.
I have animes that I like because, yes, I have seen things.
I have animes that I like.
Come on. I grew up where you couldn't get an anime unless it's on VHS and everybody was on dial-up. So you're getting like MIDI files of the music they actually play. Like,
I grew up in California. It was hard. A lot of Asians here. So we had a lot of anime stores.
Lucky for you, we only had Borders and like a row in Borders.
We had like entire stores dedicated in the mall to like anime and anime accessories.
Nope, not here. So I really love, why is everything escaping my mind now? But the one with the big giants that eat people.
Attack on Titan.
I loved it because... the concept of, oh yeah, there's these big giants that eat people. It's like, what? But you hear people's reaction and they're like, oh my God, it's so scary. Like I had nightmares. Da, da, da. It's like, how can this possibly be like so much going on? But you watch it and they really make it very effective to the point where like, wow, this is really terrifying. Can you imagine if giants were actually coming to eat you? Like, so I really like that a lot. Can't wait for the next season. I hear it's supposed to be next year.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And then there was Psychopass that I saw on Netflix earlier this year. It was really, really good. Even though it has like a lot of people explaining different philosophies to you.
That's the gist of anime, yes.
Yeah.
No, but what is the philosophy of this anime? Let me explain it to you in 17 different ways.
No, but this one is like, oh, but this philosopher, they have whole scenes where this philosopher said this, but this philosopher countered that with this. So what do you think they mean? I'm just like, okay, you guys, I know, okay, can we move on?
Animes are kind of really existential. They're like, what does it all mean?
Right, but that was a little much for me. And then I really like Fooly Cooly or Furikuri.
Oh, I love that series.
Oh, yeah, I remember that show.
Nope.
Yeah, love it. Is that Melissa?
I have been quiet this entire time, but I have seen every episode of Fooly Cooly, and I could not let that recommendation stand.
I'm sorry, Melissa, that you have to be so wrong tonight. But yes,
Fooly Cooly is on High School Host Club. Sorry.
Okay. See? But it's great. I love its surrealist stuff. It has a lot of great art in it. A lot of iconic things, like the where one of the main characters is smoking on the bridge, and like she's written on her cigarette, never knows best, but you never know who it is that doesn't know best because it's smoked off. But anyway, Cowboy Bebop is just a classic. I love it so much. So great. And like Ayn and Ed, just love them. Poor Ayn. No one understood that he was so smart except for Ed.
Well, because nobody could speak dog.
But he's obviously so smart.
But no one could speak dog, so.
My favorite episode is where they had that lobster that was in the fridge and like it got out and was like biting people or something, or maybe they had eaten the wrong thing, but they were like hallucinating and whatever. I like that one. And let's see, was that so that was three? Okay.
Or on High School Host Club.
What? No. I haven't seen all of that.
Oh. It's funny in a anime way.
Okay. let's see. Oh, another one that I really like. I liked Inuyasha a lot.
Oh, yeah, that was a thing.
Aww.
Yeah, it was so cute. I liked it.
Sesshomaru
was so hot.
That was my favorite character because he had no dams. He's like, none.
The only thing he cared about is that nobody else got to kill Inuyasha before he did.
Right, that's true.
And then, of course, Sailor Moon was like number one for me. It was like the first thing I ever remember seeing. Like, even it was like we were living in Decatur at the time, so it had to be like 95, 96 when I like first saw it, and I didn't really know what it was, but I knew that I liked it. So I had set the VCR to tape the show and totally forgot. So my dad had one of his tapes in one day, and I taped over it with anime, and he was very upset. But then later, when I was in middle school in Marietta, like, we didn't start school till 9. So I could actually, like, get up and watch it on USA. And then they would play it then, or they would play it, like, after I got out of school. So I could come home and watch Sailor Moon. And I was so into Sailor Moon, you guys. I had diskettes full of art. Diskettes. Okay, like I had, there used to be this website called Save Our Sailors because it was like constantly going on and off the air because it was on UPN first and then it was on USA.
Mm-hmm.
And like they had the music that was playing, so I would get a tape recorder and put it up next to the speaker and like shut the door to the room so it would just record the music without any interruption so I could have music. And I kept like a diary of what happened on every episode and what I thought was going to happen next.
Nerd.
Yes,
they had like a Sailor Moon interactive like video game kind of thing for the computer. I had that game and then I let a friend borrow it and they broke the disc. But then another friend of mine had it and she let me borrow it for like months on end. She was like, yeah, you can go ahead.
Oh, awesome.
She felt bad.
I still have a wall scroll. And I have a Sailor Venus doll and like this moon bike that they never had in the show, but they made. I had like all the little keychains and I had them until they just fell off and like fell apart. But I was so into it, you guys. I was like, I learned all the symbols for the planets and was like writing them on my dates on the papers and stuff. Like, oh, so into it. So yeah.
Melissa I've doesn't have things. Anything.
Have you seen the anime, Melissa?
I've seen the anime.
Right. Which, do you know the name?
I have favorites. My problem is that I never finish them. Like, the only one I finished was Fooly Cooly. And that's because my friend, he didn't force me to watch it. Excuse me. Wow, that was weird. But I just felt like Hulu kept playing the next episode. So, I don't know. But if I had to pick, even though I haven't finished them, Attack on Titan, even though it's brutal and it makes me lose hope. It's a hopeless show, but I gotta finish it.
It really is. It's like, when are they ever gonna get to his basement? So many people die just trying to get to the basement. Like, oh my God.
So many people die in general. It's a hopeless battle. I really would be one of those people that are like, like, well, fuck it. Like, we're just die. Like, I'm done. That's it. They win. They win. They're clearly better equipped for this war. It's not really a war. So I give up. So it would be Attack on Titan. It would be Death Note because that dude is super douche. And I love him. I love him. He's a douche.
Melissa likes douchebags.
I love douchebags.
She does. It's true. She likes onions.
You going to help the investigation on you? Oh, man. And the little mental play that the two have, it's fucking ridiculous. But I haven't finished that. I started Claymore, and I liked Claymore, and I don't know why I didn't finish Claymore.
You should finish Claymore.
I should. You know what? I either started reading Claymore. I think I started reading Claymore. I haven't watched it.
In a way, it's a good series.
Never finished it. Brotherhood Alchemy, is that what it's called?
Full Metal Alchemist.
Well, yeah, Brotherhood.
Released another one.
Hmm?
There was Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah, she mentioned the other one.
Yeah,
she mentioned Brotherhood. That's the second one.
That's the one that I watched and that I liked. I didn't finish it. I got maybe 15 episodes in.
So Brotherhood's supposed to be more in line with the manga. So mm-hmm.
I like the story behind it. So Samurai Champloo. I love the music. I love the art.
Wait, you like the story behind Full Metal Alchemist?
Brotherhood? I feel like I have to keep saying Brotherhood for some reason. Like, is there a thing?
No, it is two different things, so that's fine. But
so the one that I liked was the story where they're two brothers. I think the mother died in mysterious circumstances. The father was secretly evil, or just evil, period, or a mystery. It's been a while since I've watched it. I stopped watching it. I had a good reason, actually. There was a character who was like this goofy cop. Who had this lovable family.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Scott.
I know what you're talking about.
So you know where I'm going with this, right? You know that his life ends.
It will make you cry, for real.
And so I said, I kind of said, fuck it. Like,
I can understand that decision. That makes sense.
You I want to go back to it, but a lot of me said, fuck it. Like, this guy was doing nothing to know. He was just alive. He was their friend. He was a huge dork. It was okay. So that's where they lost.
Yeah, it was like, very.
I don't know. Was this in Brotherhood or was it in the first one? In one of those that what they did to that little girl.
Yes, Nina.
And I was like, I almost said, "F it."
Yes,
but I watched. I blacked it out.
I just like, nope. I'm done. I'm so done.
And I mean, Full Metal Alchemist has its silly moments and it has its serious moments, but that was really dark.
Right. I was like, oh, it just got real. But then again, the whole premise of the story
is really like, dark.
Yeah, it's really dark. So
there was one that I believe JP, you and Kia introduced me to, and I can't remember what it was. It was one of the first ones that I watched.
No, Food Wars.
Okay. So it's not that, guys.
Okay, what is it called? I mean, describe.
So it's like something in pantyhose.
Oh, penny and stocking with garter belt.
Thank you. I've been trying to remember. That one was fun.
That's an anime?
Yes, it's hilarious.
So that was one of the first ones I had fun with.
Like, if you want to see something super silly, like, honestly, I don't even know if Kia would get through the whole series because she don't like super silly anime. It's called Panty and Stocking with Garter Belt.
Wait a minute. Hold up a second. She doesn't like super goofy anime, but she literally showed me an anime last month where some dude punches a cyclone.
This is exactly why I said I don't believe her.
Okay. First of all, that's not the type of silly that she doesn't like.
Oh, okay.
Punches a cyclone. Like, there is a cyclone coming to kill people and he just punches it and it's gone.
Like, honestly, if you want like really, okay, so if you want silly anime that's kind of random, so it was already mentioned Fully Cooley, and I already mentioned Panty and Stocking with Garter Belt.
One of my other favorites is Osamu Dayo.
Oh my God, that is such a great series. I couldn't even get Kia to finish that.
It's hilarious, though.
She wouldn't finish it. She's like, nope, I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if anybody ever heard of Photon. It's kind of random. This little boy who seems to have super strength, and somehow he gotten a girlfriend. I don't know. It's weird. It's just weird. Of course, I always recommend Dragon Half if you like something silly. Like, those people was literally on drugs when they made that. They had to. What else can I think of that I actually saw? What's the name of it? It's like, it's an older one. Excel Saga. Thank you. God damn it.
Oh, is that the one with the dog, Minchie?
Minchie? No.
I'm thinking Evangelion, I think.
Evangelion just makes you want to... It's just so sad. I tried Evangelion, and I was like, nope, can't do this.
Excel Saga is with the girl who is anemic, and she keeps falling out.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, so...
Is that the plot?
No, that's not the plot. They are trying to please their lord and take over the planet, but they never actually... But I think it is a character called Minchie in there. Hold on. It's a dog. Do they try to eat the dog?
Yes.
Yes, then it's the Cell Saga. Yeah. So,
have we talked about Bleach, or is that too like mainstream or whatever?
No, well, they talk about Naruto, so you can talk about Bleach.
I was just going to say that I liked Bleach.
Watch Bleach either.
I've never seen it. Do you want to be anime?
I like Soul Reaper type stuff, and so...
I have seen a few episodes. Yeah.
My type is either like the really like serious artsy stuff like Samurai Champloo and Cowboy Bebop, or it's the I'm a young kid who has to prove myself a la Food Wars and Pokemans.
You are so in the Food Wars telling all the plot points and stuff. I was like, how do you remember all these names?
Man, I just wanted Megumi to prosper, though. That's all I wanted. I just wanted life to be better for her because she was trying so hard. She just really wanted to be at that school. She was doing it for her whole village, you guys. All in fishermen came to see her.
As you can see, she's very invested.
I am invested.
Like, we supposed to review this series later, and she's already, like...
My bad. I'm sorry. But when we get to the review, it's going to be some shit because I have feelings, guys.
I feel like Dee might be keeping a notebook of the things that happen and what she may think happen next.
You know what else is good? Michiko Tohachin.
I haven't seen it. I want to. I couldn't find it when I was looking for it before.
Yeah, that's a good series. Okay, I think we can stop. We need to do an anime episode. So. Oh, speaking of anime, so every Wednesday at the Empire, I watch one episode of anime. So we're doing JoJo Bizarre Adventure, and damn, what else am I watching? I forgot just that my brain has just went blank. And No Game No Life. I don't know why I never remember the name. So we're going to watch one episode of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and after that, No Game, No Life, every Wednesday at the Empire. So if you're interested, it's under the hashtag Anime Squeeze.
Still not sure how I feel about No Game, No Life.
And where can you find these episodes of these shows?
You can find them on Crunchyroll.com. I don't know if they're on Netflix, but I know they're on Crunchyroll.com.
All right. Still don't know how I feel about No Game No Life. I really wish they would just let that girl wear clothes. That's all I ask. That's all she wants. To be warm and comfortable.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on to our Nerdtastic news. This is where we take our best article posted from the G+ community for Nerd Gods Noir and share it with you guys. This week we have an article from Atlanta Black Star about a new tech company called Listener that has this really, really interesting, I don't even know how they do it, really, because it's all zeros and ones. Basically, let me get my brain together, guys. Boom, there we go. Okay, so the founder, one of the co-founders, Rodney Williams, an African-American man, has created this wireless technology that they think might actually replace Bluetooth. It travels by inaudible sound waves, and it can send messages to your phone. One of the ways that they're using this is at festivals and at ball games, if you like the sports ball, things like that. What they can do is they can actually, when you're near certain events or certain booths or things like that, it'll actually send you a message like, hey, this is what's going on at this stage. Or, hey, we notice you're not watching the game because you went up to go buy popcorn or whatever. This is what happened while you weren't there. So this company actually made $4 million, I think, in venture capital to start up this business. And a lot of people are looking at it because one of the things in the article that it says is it's going to be one of the things that could be really useful for is if you're out shopping, you know how like you have Retail Me Not that goes, hey, use your card here at this place because it's nearby. If you have Retail Me Not or if you have Google Wallet or anything like that, well, with this technology, they can actually be more location specific. Say you're looking for, I don't know, pasta at the grocery store. It can actually send you a coupon for the pasta you're about to buy while you're at the grocery store. So it's called Listener, LISNR. Make sure you look out for it. If you want to know more about it, go to AtlantaBlackStar.com and look up Listener. Yeah, it seems pretty cool. I'm actually excited. I think it would be cool to get coupons and shit, but that's because I'm cheap.
Me too. So
I am too. So yeah.
So hurry up and do this so I can get coupons for stuff at the grocery store. All right. Moving on to our Black-owned business of the week. Who wants to take this one over?
Well, Black-owned business of the week this week isn't necessarily a business, but it's in a business, and that's the business of Hollywood.
Oh, snap!
Snap! That was an awesome
transition.
That's right. We just ruined that by, you know,
pointing it out so very obviously. Oh, snap! Look at that transition!
But Turner Classic Movies is going to showcase films by women directors this month of October, as you know. But the first one will be on October 13th, so it's next Wednesday. But on Thursday, October 22nd, they're having an entire night of independent Black films by Black female directors, including Kathleen Collins' Losing Ground, and Julie Dash's Daughter of the Dust, Leslie Harris, Just Another Girl in the IRT, and Ava DuVernay's Middle of Nowhere, which I highly recommend. So if you have cable, unlike me, you should totally turn in to Turner Classic Movies on October 22nd, Thursday, October 22nd. Make it a point, you know, to tune in and show support for Black female women directors.
All right. All right, so let's get on to our main topic. We're trying to get some TV stuff in because TV's coming back. And it's coming back pretty good this season. So let's just get right into it. I don't know. I'm not as good at segues as Maria is, so I'm just going to awkwardly clunk towards our main topic. So we're going to talk about TV shows. Let's talk about TV shows. First thing, Sleepy Hollow. Did you guys see the premiere?
I did.
I did as well.
Yeah, I did too. I actually flipped back and forth to Scandal and Sleepy Hollow and ended up not really seeing much of any of them. So I had to rewatch them like a Friday night. So that's
you have to pick one. You can't.
It's not gonna work out.
That's one of the reasons why I got Hulu so I could watch Sleepy Hollow because I'm not gonna miss Scandal live, you guys.
Yeah, it's not often. It's not gonna happen. Yeah,
I understand.
Or How to Get Away with Murder. So it's Sleepy Hollow.
Fitz really gets on my nerves, and I'm like, I'd rather deal with Ichabod.
Oh, we'll get into that.
Yeah, so I might be on that Maria Fitz get on my nerves. I might watch Sleepy Hollow and watch Scandal later because I can't deal with Fitz. I can't deal with Fitz and Olivia back together. I don't.
Well.
Nope.
we'll get into that. We're gonna have to scandal, of course. We're gonna have to have a scandal episode. We're gonna have to have a How to Get Away with Murder episode. Okay. Shondaland episode's gonna have to come once it gets further in the season. But anyway, Sleepy Hollow. This episode of Sleepy Hollow was actually really good.
I liked it.
I liked it a lot. I was very, very shocked. Ichabod is hilarious to me. Ichabod and this peace sign.
Oh my God, I died.
I was dying the whole time. Because like the fist bump was like a thing that, you know, like Abby taught him and he was just doing with Abby, right?
Right.
And it wasn't really awkward. He did it his way and, you know, they met in the middle and it was kind of cute. This peace sign is the most awkward thing.
And he gives with such confidence.
He thinks he is doing something. He just thinks he's doing something. And it's just like, no. Even like the first time he did it, Abby was just like, no, we're going to get you somewhere because this is ridiculous. But it's hilarious because it goes back to the whole fish out of water concept where Ichabod is not from this time and there are new things happening and he's trying to get used to them and he's trying to understand. And one of the things that I'm noticing is Ichabod around people of color. It feels almost as if Ichabod understands people of color more than he does white people.
Probably.
Because every time, like when they went to the colonial times, he was just like, what the fuck? Is this kitschy shit?
Like, right. He's like, I don't understand. I don't understand. This is our history, and yet it's used to commodify horrible food. Right. Okay.
I'm really kind of upset, though, that we didn't get to see Crane on a plane. Like, I could have a whole episode of Crane learning about planes and, like, how they fly, how they stay,
Gosh. They have to have a flashback episode.
Yes, please. Please.
Like, if they just had mini webisodes of him dealing with technology.
Like, how did he get the plane ticket? And then he went all the way to England, right?
Where did he get
all
the way?
Where did he go?
He went to Scotland, didn't he?
Yeah, he went to Scotland. Yeah.
He got all the way to Scotland so he could find all of his, like, family history and stuff.
Where was his passport? Who gave him one?
Where was his passport? What was the name on his passport? Because if you put Ichabod Crane, people are going to be like, that doesn't even sound like a real name.
How did he afford the ticket?
Who bought him the ticket? How did he get through security in that big ass coat? It's just so many. I just need an episode of him going somewhere on a plane.
I'm just going to assume that Jenny helped him with this. So, maybe not. I don't know. Someone helped him with this.
I don't know if it was Jenny, because when he saw Jenny in this episode, it seemed as if he hadn't seen her even since he saw Abby.
Maybe it was the convenient person who is not here this season that helped him and then disappeared. I don't know. I'm kind of bitter. Who's not here this season?
We know who's not here this season. But.
Who him and his family conveniently is not here anymore.
Oh, the whole family gone.
So I'm gonna assume that he told him how to use Google or something. I'm just gonna assume that. So whatever.
Well, he figured out how to use the internet fairly early. He was quick with the internet until he got to like porn internet, and then he was like, close everything, forget it.
They've got matching haircuts.
They do have matching haircuts.
Matching haircuts.
They look so cute with their matching haircuts. Oh my God.
It was so funny because at the at Dragon Con when he came and they saw his haircut, they was like, so does that mean Ichabod is gonna have short hair? And everybody, I don't know why they like the long hair. I mean, yes, the long hair is nice on him, but like his hair is nice anyway. So
my thing is, I'm still under the belief that they had that man in the best wig ever. So like when I saw him with the short hair at Dragon Con, I was just like, oh, that's his real hair length before they put the extensions in. Mm-hmm. But maybe that's just me.
Whatever, I don't care. I'm like, I, I, my look, I'm not, my hope for the show is not in his hair, so whatever. They can.
Yeah, hopefully this goes well. Shout out to Abby's boss, who was there for one episode. Literally didn't say more than like 5 words.
Oh, well, see, I kind of figured that was going to happen because they kept, you know, in the promos, it was a different dude who's her boss. So I was like,
I didn't see, I didn't pay attention to that.
Right. Well, it's going to be what's his name from the game, isn't it?
Was he on the game? I thought he was on the other show. I thought he was like on the Meet the Brown show.
Was he on? He wasn't. No, that's not the guy from Meet the Browns.
Look, is somebody it? With a wavy haircut. I don't know.
Shit. Waves on swim. But but yeah, so I'm going to catch Sleepy Hollow the day after. I'm going to see. I'm going to try and keep up. Moving on, Minority Report. Did anybody watch Minority Report besides me?
No. I haven't seen all of it. I've seen part of the first episode. I keep forgetting that it comes on Monday, so I'm so used to nothing being on Mondays.
Yeah, it's on Mondays. I actually like it. My fear is, because here's the thing. Minority Report stays very hardcore sci-fi. It's very much like the movie.
I like that.
It's like the movie, but it's brighter because the movie was kind of a little bit, at least the color scheme for the movie was way darker.
Mm.
It was more like blues and silvers and like heavy,
dark not heavy. Means.
It was just darker tones. Whereas like in Minority Report, the TV show, it's a lot brighter. Like people have bright colored hair and this, that, and the other. And so that's very, I find that to be refreshing, because like for me it's like it's the separation from the movie to the TV show, because the TV show is some years after the program ended, and like
it would make sense that there is a change in how, you know, the feel of the show is if it's years after the situation.
Right, because like for me, I feel like the movie, one of the big issues was the pre-crime thing, and like they were solving crimes before they happened. But at the same time, it kind of goes about how that's kind of unethical, because people, like even the precogs, they can make mistakes, and you can, you know, people have the option of like actually making the decision to not kill the person, you know, like there's like a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So like it makes sense for the movie to be that darker tone, but then when you come to the TV show, it's like the whole point is pre-crime didn't work, but we still want to find a better use for the psychic ability, this, that, and the other. So
I really liked the scene with the main character's mother. I don't even know any of these characters' names, but she's at home and her mother comes home, and her mother talks about how she met her husband on Tinder.
That was funny.
Yeah, but I really like how they kept all of the technology and even kind of expanded it into other things.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was very cool, particularly like they had you have a framed portrait on a wall, mm-hmm. but this one you could scroll through and see many portraits, many pictures. So
mm-hmm.
just kind of cool. They didn't have to do that. You know, that's just this kind of a side world building thing. So I like mm-hmm. that a lot.
Also, Wilmer Valderrama is there, which is nice to know that he's working, since that Your Mama show isn't around anymore, and that 70 show hasn't been around for a while. He looks exactly the same.
He does. It's true.
It was very weird. I was just like, yeah, no, I didn't expect to see. I expected an older Wilmer Valderrama, but apparently that's not going to happen.
You know, like, POC, we don't crack that easily, I'm just saying.
Well, Megan Good has been acting for how long, and she still looks like she's about her and the Beyonce's half or stepsister now. They've been 18 since forever.
She's
but,
a
yeah.
vampire. You can't. She's either a vampire or immortal. You cannot tell me that Bianca she Lawson, looks. Yes, you cannot tell me that she looks 17 forever. I'm sorry. Nope.
Apparently, she does. But, yeah, so I actually really, really like Minority Report so far. One of the things that it's, the pilot episode was very pilot episode-y, so, like, it seemed a little cheesy, like it was setting some stuff up, which is understandable. Megan Good has this, they're gonna go. I think Fox is trying to make that haircut a thing, because that was Abby's haircut, that was Ichabod's haircut, and now that's Megan Good's haircut on Minority Report. But do what, like, you guys do, Fox.
Really, Fox? So everybody gonna have to have that haircut? So, yep. Okay. Okay.
But yeah, so I have hopes for Minority Report. Please don't do me like you did me with Almost Human, Fox, and cancel it after a year.
This is why it's hard for me to try to watch Minority Report.
It's hard to trust Fox and sci-fi.
Like, I already made a mistake with Sleepy Hollow, because I was just like, look, I can't let this chance pass to watch this. And then, you know, second season happened. Now it's like, oh my God. They did.
And then they put it up against Scandal. I mean, come on.
It's like you're trying to get this show canceled, because the time slot that it had was perfect.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I remember to tune in, even though it was on a Monday.
Because nothing comes on a Monday. Oh yeah, Gotham came back. I said I was gonna watch it because people are saying that with the villains now being the center and not like whiny Batman babies. Like, it's gotten interesting again, so I may have to check out Gotham. Anyway, moving on. Empire is back.
Okay, so...
Go ahead, JP.
I have feels about this, because Jamal is kind of getting on my nerves a little bit, because I understand you got
these... You don't have to say a little bit. You could say a lot, because he's getting
on my nerves a lot.
Completely and totally.
Like, I love the heck out of you, Jamal, but I understand you got these daddy issues, but have you not forgot that your dad is ain't shit? Like, he is the definition of a fuckboy. He
put you in a trash can.
For real. For real. Like, and suddenly, because he gave you the most minuscule bit of action, like, he... All of a sudden, like, I can't believe you betrayed daddy. Really? He betrayed you all his life. Come on now. He really kind of had it coming, because he betrayed everybody in that family at one, you know, one time or another. But yet he expects loyalty. I'm just like.
You give it to him.
Again, I will say, Cookie was in jail for 20 some odd years. You divorced her in prison and barely wanted to take your children to go see her. And then you were in prison for what, 3 months? And you mad because Cookie didn't come see you? If you don't get the entire fuck.
And then he got mad that some woman was pushing up on Cookie. I'm sorry, but dude, you had a whole fiance, one whole fiance. And even she don't even like you now.
She slept with your son.
That's still creepy.
It is.
But if I may play Lucius Advocate for a moment.
No, you may not.
Oh my God.
I feel like
you like Lucius, don't you?
No, actually he's the one douche that I can't do it. Doesn't do it for me.
Because no, you can't. He's the one douche who can't do it for you, because it's Terrence Howard.
I think so.
No,
honestly, if Don Cheadle was playing Lucius, I'd be mad at everyone on that show. Like, how dare you betray daddy? No, you will not. But it's baby wipes, so I got no feelings. But Cookie was in prison for 17 years. How many hits did she drop? None. Lucia's been in there for 3 months, and he already got a hit. So
You know what?
What I'm saying is that Cookie needs time management skills.
And Cookie didn't go into jail being a billionaire. So I'm just saying, he had a nice little head start.
Not the point.
Look, he paid off all his friends in jail. Like, come on.
Cookie didn't pay nobody.
Because
Cookie didn't have any money to pay anybody.
Okay.
One person gave it to, is more productive than the other. I'm just
saying. She gave it to Lucius, who used that money to make Empire. So,
and you know who would have never done that? Lucius. That's why he stayed out of prison so long.
Like, he only stayed out of prison because Cookie took the fall.
And how was that his fault?
Exactly. I thought you said you didn't like him.
Look, I don't know,
but I felt like it was uneven.
Right, she just being you know, devil's advocate right now. So
the
we
devil
just
got to enough.
I don't even know why we arguing with her. Right.
You I hope the devil has you on his
payroll. I wish I remembered how snitching bitches go because I sing it, but I don't remember. Oh Lord, that cough was worth it. Snitching bitches, what is it? My hitter.
I refuse to remind you.
Oh, why won't you remind me, Maria?
Anyway, moving
you see the hook?
Nope.
Moving on.
Stitching bitches. All right.
Did
I'm done.
Anybody watch Dr. Ken?
I unfortunately did. I watched the first episode, and it was so bad. It was like it wasn't bad. Like it wasn't. What was that show? No. There was a show that was worse than that. That premiered, and I think I just scrubbed it out of my memory.
Did it just premiere?
No, it premiered like maybe a season or two ago, and it was just bad. I have no idea what the name of the show is. I don't even remember what it's about. I literally think my brain just scrubbed it out. Nope. Mm-mm. But anyway, Dr. Ken, probably going to scrub this out of my memory next season, so don't ask me about the show after today. It's, I don't know, it's, okay, it's corny, which is what usually sitcoms do, but it's like the, I really didn't laugh at all. I didn't even get that, haha, that's, yeah. I didn't get that kind of chuckle. It was just like, who wrote this episode? Why did you write this episode?
Patricia Campbell Martin, how was she in it?
Well, I mean, she's always, you know, nice to see, but I'm like, this show, no, not when the previous shows you've been on, no, this is like, I mean, all the good shows that she's been on and y'all put her in this and Dr. Ken, like, really? Like, she is not enough to help this show. I'm sorry. She's not. They didn't even put her in enough scenes for me to even care.
Who is she on the show? What is her character?
She's a nurse. So, yeah. I'm just going to say she's a sassy nurse.
We were all thinking it.
Yeah.
Does Dr. Kim have a wife?
Yes, he does. Okay. And a daughter and a son. But still, there is not enough acting in this show to save this because the writing is so, it's just not funny. And I don't know if it's just me or I saw that first episode and I was like, yeah, I'm done. I'm kind of, so.
All right. Yeah. What about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Did anybody bother?
I watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., okay? And...
So how does it feel to be alone?
I am not alone. There are other people watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I think you're alone, though. Like, if you were to look around and you were like, on the internet, how many people are watching Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? No one would raise their hands.
Look!
Nope.
I do not care.
Did anybody fave that tweet, though?
Fave what tweet? I don't even know what you're talking about, Maria. I'm trying to explain the show...
Okay.
I'm trying to tell you that the first episode of the new season was decent. Like, I liked it. I think I will stay watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So I could be alone all I want, but I'm going to be entertained. So, boom.
That's how this show is going to be like shows we are about to mention shortly and just go on forever because people keep being like, oh, yeah, this is okay, I guess. Don't let it win, JP. Don't let it beat you.
Okay. Look, first of all, I stopped watching Bones because, well, let's face it, they killed off one of the characters that I liked. So, oh, wait, maybe I should save that. So, but I'm done. I liked Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It was nice.
Is Maria's boyfriend still on there?
Why, Melissa C?
No, but that's a valid question.
Why I wouldn't.
What?
Well, they didn't mention him, but I'm sure he pop up this season.
All right, look, keep us posted, Maria, what your boyfriend doing. I know you don't watch the show, which is kind of rude, but you don't support your boyfriend's endeavors.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you.
What was I going to say? I was going to say something. Oh,
are you going to the
by
list?
The way, anybody out there, if you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., tweet us at NerdGasNoir and let us know you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. so we know, because I firmly believe JP is the last person. Like, she's holding on so hard. And I want her, I don't want her to be in this alone. I want other people to suffer with her.
She needs some support.
She does need some support.
First of all, it is good. The premiere was good, okay?
Sure. Everyone believes you, but no one does.
All right, so we're going to do a little segment. Hey, we're getting fancy. We're going to do a little segment for this TV Squeak episode called Please Let This Go. This is where we keep reminding you of shows that have been on for some reason when they probably should have been canceled years ago. First show, of course, is Bones. Still on, you guys. Like, literally just had a premiere in the past couple weeks.
I watched the season premiere.
Did you?
I might be part of the problem.
Yeah. How does it feel to be alone?
Well, I saw it too, so it was the both of us.
Yeah, oh. We're both part of the problem. It wasn't a bad season premiere.
See, look, I'm going to refer you to my response to JP.
It was bad in that they spent, well, I'll tell you why. They spent the whole episode pretending that Booth was going to be dead when you know this is the season premiere.
You're right. You have a point. It ended on a twist, though. Right?
Oh, I missed that part completely.
Yeah. Not much defensive bone. So it probably, I mean, maybe it's time for it to go.
Maybe.
Maybe we just finish out this season, though. We just finish out this season. We'll see what happens.
What kind of storyline are you missing that you feel like still?
Feel like Sweets might come back. They're gonna break up again and get back together again. Cam might get married. So yeah.
I'm falling asleep.
Wow, that's
you guys are rude. I thought my internet cut out again.
No. What it is everybody fell asleep because
look, I am the one who's, I thought I had watched all the previous 9 seasons of Bones. Even I stopped. And this is on, what, season 11 now? I stopped 2 seasons ago. So, like, yeah. I can't do it. I can't even, maybe one Netflix day when I'm bored and I have alcohol, I can just bang
and
it out.
17,000 hours to kill? Yeah, sure, you can bang out the next Bones 20 seasons of Bones that are going to come out because they will not let the show die.
Like, I have
okay, wait, pause.
4 episodes in total, and they're definitely taking place across different seasons, and I really don't feel like I've missed a thing.
That is the beauty of Bones.
Okay, can I just say something? So someone just tweeted, thank you, 8-Bit Animal. He said, y'all need to get off my back. I went back to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and I regret nothing. So boom, I'm not alone.
So
it's you and Gambit.
People.
You and Gambit.
You have about as many, so Bones now has as many viewers as Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's seems 2 right. And 2, you guys. Good for the both of those shows.
You know what? You can suck it. You can suck it. That's all I gotta say. You can suck it. Okay, next. Are we done with the Everlasting Bones?
Bones Everlasting.
Yeah.
Okay, can I do the next one? Okay. The next show that is on the Please Let This Go list is Supernatural. Supernatural, let me just talk to you. I really, really did love you, Supernatural. And I'm saying this as a friend and as someone who has watched you. Please, please stop. There is nowhere else you can go. You went to all of the realms of heaven, hell, and purgatory. You went through angels. You went through every type of demon and God and elemental. You can't do any more. You should have, you know what, I thought it was wrong that, you know, the original showrunner only created a show for 5 seasons, but he was right. It should have ended that 5th season. It was a perfect ending. And now you are going to the Smallville path where I just watch you because I'm already invested. And I just feel like this is just a daily chore that I need to get through, and I don't want to think of you as a chore. So just stop. Just end it. You made your point. You made your point. Just go down and have a nice sleep and let it go.
At this point, you're hurting more than you're entertaining.
Right.
You could just stop. I agree. I was a skeptic, and then I marathoned the shit out of Supernatural. I even bought the DVDs right before it went on Netflix.
Oh, of course.
Wasted my money. But damn, they just, I don't know if the CW is doing this so that they can have older people on their network now, because it's gotten to the point where they're the older people.
Yeah.
Like Sam and Dean are the old guys. Come on.
You know, I remind you of the guy who plays Sam left Gilmore Girls, where he was playing a high schooler. And it's still on Supernatural. Still
on there. Yeah.
Like, so let this be the last season.
Yes, please. Please let this be the last season. I don't, like, if you decide to continue, I might have to strongly consider if I'm going to even keep watching, because I made that mistake with Smallville. Okay. I stayed to the end, and I was pissed.
I'm like 2 seasons behind, so I'm just going to wait for them to all catch up on Netflix, pick a weekend, and just get over with.
Yeah, maybe I should go that route, too. D, you're breaking up.
Unlike the CW and Supernatural, D is breaking up.
You are breaking up really bad, so
just go to the,
I don't know, Maria, do you have anything to say? Do you watch Supernatural?
No.
Okay, so
well, you should totally start.
No, I'm good.
Like, by the time you catch up, they'll be on season 30, so
it's totally fine. Totally. This one you actually can't skip around on, though. Unless it's the finale, and then they catch you up on the whole season.
I have seen a couple episodes of Supernatural, and I liked a lot of it. But then I eventually got to the point where I kind of got tired of the brothers. Kind of got tired of Dean always sleeping with some random girl in the town they're in.
Maybe you shouldn't. Yeah. And take back my recommendation.
All right, so let's go to the next show on Please Let This Go. I feel like Melissa should do this one.
I agree.
Yeah, Melissa, go do it. Come on. She's not going to say anything either.
No, wait. It's not the one. We're not on that one. We put Fear of the Walking Dead.
Well, guess what? I changed the order. Boom. There you go.
Look at that. Some people may feel as though a show on CBS, a quirky little sitcom, if you will, called The Big Bang Theory, has been on for too long. Some people feel that way. And, you know, I don't know that I agree with those people, you know. It is a sitcom that is sometimes funny and all the time has Blossom. So, I don't know what everybody's beef is, but I guess if you don't like to laugh sometimes or just lightly chuckle to yourself, then yeah, you can ask for the ending. It's not ready.
Oh my God. I need you guys to be able to hear me right now.
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
Okay. Cool. Melissa, mm-hmm. I hate to break it to you, but Big Bang Theory needs to stop. It truly, truly does. Like, the first episode of the season was pretty okay. Mm-hmm. Like, it was kind of funny, but, like, just kill it. Just stop.
As you can see, we're doing intervention right now. So, Melissa, we care about you.
Yeah.
We love you. And we feel like you should not continue on putting your time into the show when you know it's not as good anymore.
We just want you to love you as much as we love you.
I hear you guys, but I can't promise you that I'm going to stop. In fact, I'm probably going to start DVRing it.
Oh my God.
Oh. Oh God.
This is like, I mean, now that they had the Sheldon and
Amy breakup, I can't possibly leave until they get back together, guys.
Oh my god, Melissa, you could watch reruns of Living Single, okay?
Watch reruns of Living Single.
This is like that episode of Iyanla Fix My Life, but like, it's like Melissa's DMX and Big Bang Theory is cocaine.
Why?
Pretty much.
I won't betray my family for it.
Won't you?
I don't know. It depends on what they need me to do that night. It's only been 9 seasons, guys. I mean, it's not a lot. It's single digit, so still funny.
Oh, whatever, Melissa. But we are here. So when you finally realize that the show should end, we will be here to hold your hand and to give you hugs.
Okay. In 2 years from now, maybe I'll agree.
So unless it get canceled before then.
Hey guys, don't put that out there now.
They should put it up against How to Get Away with Murder.
That would be rude.
Actually, it probably would be fine because I bet those two audiences don't intersect all that.
I feel like I'm the only person that watches both.
Probably.
You know, if How to Get Away with Murder came out like 7 years ago, I probably would have had conflict. But now, I don't give a shit.
That's rude.
All right. Last show that we think needs to go. Mm-hmm. Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah, so I put this on the list because I watched that freaking first episode. I still haven't finished that first episode because I keep falling asleep or I keep getting distracted. Like, oh, wait, I got better things to do, like wash the dishes. I have never thought washing the dishes was better than watching a TV show.
Goddamn. Washing the dishes. Oh, shit.
I literally thought, oh, my, I didn't wash the dishes while watching the show. And I got up and left.
I need to go retile the roof on my house. Like, shit. I feel like you feel about Fear of the Walking Dead the same way I feel about the regular Walking Dead. Just like, why is this happening?
I just don't care about these white people. And I just don't understand why the one POC guy is trying to get these crazy white people together. Well, not crazy, but what's the word? White people, inept, thank you. Inept is so much better. Inept white people together, and they just gonna get them killed. They're just gonna get him killed. Like, and then, like, when I finally came back from washing dishes and like sweeping the floor, and
Jehovah's Witness.
Right. I'm getting so many chores done, y'all. I was trying to watch this first episode, and then like I couldn't even imagine trying to watch the second. So when I come back and, like, mind you, I didn't even pause. I didn't pause. I went and washed dishes. I left it running because I needed space. But when I came back, I saw that a black dude got killed and then another black dude was missing. I was like, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done. I heard that the show, like, the first half of the show had all kinds of POC in it. And then the second half of the show, it was like, oh, yeah, all those POC, forget them. They're dead.
So I'm done.
Didn't even get through like the first season.
There's no way I want to get through a season. I couldn't even get through the first episode. Like, I think I was over Jamie's house when it premiered and they was rerunning it over and over again. And I realized that I stopped watching at the same point every time and went, you know. Luckily, I was distracted by food and
I went and got a root canal. It's like, this tooth has been bothering me for a while. Let me go to my dentist.
It still reminds me of various responsibilities I've been avoiding. Let me get
that. Look, I got to go to the DMV.
I got so many things done when I try to watch it at home. I brush my cat's teeth, and Lord knows that's a freaking chore. That's, man. First, I got to chase down the cat. First, I got to get him calm down enough because he knows I'm going to brush his teeth because he sees the brush. He's like, I know what that shit is for. Yeah, we're out of here.
They have those chewy, those cat or pet toys. That you can get them, like you can put catnip on it and they chew on it and it helps, it does their teeth brushy stuff. because I can never catch any of the animals in this house to do anything. They're just like, I used to try and give my dog Doogie, the big one. I used to give him baths. When I would try to give him a bath, he would let me wash one half of him. And then when I moved to the other side, he would get out of the thing and run around. So I was like, well, maybe there's something wrong with that side. So I washed that side first, and he would sit there calmly. As soon as I went to the other side, zoom. What are you doing? So now I just, like, throw soap at him and then hose him off. Because it's, like, the only way.
Well, it got a little bit better because now what I do is I pair the brushing of the teeth with brushing him. Now, he likes the brushing a lot. So if he sees, so I bring the brush and the toothbrush with me. So he's confused, like, I don't want to run, but I want to run. I know what that is for. That feels good. That feels great. But that little brush, no. So he sees the brush, the hairbrush, and he lays down. He automatically lays down. He's like, oh, yes. And then that's when it brushes teeth. And he's like, wait, what is happening? Because, yeah. But doing
and nobody's watching that show, huh?
Well, so you learned all of this while avoiding Fear of the Walking Dead.
Notice how Fear of the Walking Dead is so uninteresting that we were talking about it and then actually started talking about doing chores.
Like, there was a full-on discussion about pet grooming.
Yes, I figured out how to trick my cat into getting his teeth brushed trying to watch Fear of the Walking Dead.
I mean, sort of on topic, if there was a zombie apocalypse, my dog would get me killed instantly. The little one, no. The little one wouldn't go near anybody anyway. So he would, like, growl and stuff, and then, like, I would know something was wrong, and me and him would be good. But, like, the big one would be like, hey, are you my friend? Hey, buddy, what's going on? Why are you biting me? You want me to bite you back? Like, it would, oh, God.
Yeah, see, what's going to happen is I'm going to put Leo in a book bag, and he's just going to stay in there and take a nap. So, yeah. Because he's too scary to go outside. And if we go outside, he's going to try to bolt back into the house. And I don't got time for that in a zombie apocalypse. I'm throwing him into a book bag, put a little towels in there, put a little toy in there, a little bit of treats, and we gone.
Oh, I would bring old lady cat with me. The street cat, though, wouldn't leave the house.
What's going on?
So I would like to interrupt this because I have an additional show for this list, and I know it's going to cause some controversy, maybe, but I think it's time. I think The Simpsons can end.
You're right.
I actually don't agree with you there.
What's the thing? Here's why I say it, though. I watched the season premiere. I think we're on season 26 or 30 or something.
Oh my God.
Their whole gimmick was, you know, Marge and Homer are going to do something they never did before. They're going to divorce. I feel like when you're the Simpsons and you got to go to that, it's time to go.
I think of the Simpsons like I think of, like, SNL. It's just like an ever-ongoing variety show, but as a cartoon. Also, I don't want, like, the Simpsons Halloween episodes are the business, so I'm not going to sacrifice the Halloween episodes just because...
All of the other episodes are not that great?
Yeah. The Halloween episodes make up for it, you guys. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Maybe they'll pull it around. But I'm ready. I was one of those people that even when I wasn't watching The Simpsons, I wasn't ready for it to go. Because I have full seasons of The Simpsons that I've never seen. But...
You know what can go, though? Mm. South Park.
South Park can go. You're right. I agree with you.
Whoa.
Family Guy should have been left.
I don't agree with South Park because I'm still enjoying it. Family Guy, you could toss that. Toss it hard. Toss it good. Burn it. Disintegrate it. Get toss the ashes.
It hard, toss it good.
Like his name, ashes, Romaine. I'm sorry.
Right. Get the ashes. Stuff it somewhere. Burn it again. Put it inside. Throw it into the sun. Whatever you need to do so that show can never come back.
American Dad can stay for a couple more seasons.
Well, American Dad can stay if Fox brings it back. Like, it's on TBS now, and I never know when to catch it.
Oh, it's on TBS now?
Yeah, if you guys... Well, it's been, like, at least a season or two that it has not been on Fox.
Right.
Maybe because I just catch up on it on Netflix, because I never... You know, well, this explains why I never catch it on Fox because it's not on Fox. It's on TBS. Yeah.
Bob's Burgers needs to stay forever.
Also, you can stay forever. So.
God, I love Bob's Burgers. Fucking Louise is the best.
It is so, it's such a great show. And it's, you know what? It started off shaky, but it pulled itself together. And it's a enjoyable show. Now, mind you, I still say, like, Family Guy just need to stop. It stopped being funny when it came back. It really did. Now it's just the same freaking type of jokes over and over again.
I don't even know that it's still offensive anymore. Like, are they just born?
Well, that's the thing. Like, at first it was like, it was nostalgic because it was all jokes about the 80s. And then when it came back, it was like really, really racist and sexist and homophobic and transphobic. It was just everything wrong. It was just everything that you don't like about white dudes. That's what the show was.
And even more is that he knows exactly what it is that he's doing, because every so often they'll bring up the point, you know, that white privilege is a thing that exists and affects people.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately laugh it off. So it's not like he doesn't know what he's doing. He just doesn't care.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not here for Family Guy. Replace it with Bob's Burgers. Bob's Burgers is the fucking best. I love Louise.
Bring back the Cleveland show.
Because she's so mean.
Ma'am.
No.
Ma'am. Stop where you head.
We're going to have to save you from yourself again.
Really?
I didn't watch the Cleveland show. Wait, no, I've seen a couple episodes. I just didn't like it.
Like, honestly, like, it was an okay show, and I'm glad that it ended, like, in one or two seasons, because then I felt like if it lasted as long as Family Guy, it would have just tailspin into the fuck shit that Family Guy is, so...
Yeah. All right. Anything else we want to go before we go?
Yeah. Also, people out there, if you have a TV show that you need, that you think that just needs to stop because it's either went on too long and it's just jumping the shark, or that it's just so bad you don't understand why people are still watching it, just do hashtag please let this go. And add us at Nagas Noir. So,
right. If you have a show that would, well, you'd rather talk about grooming your pet than watch the show, add that.
Please let this go. Hashtag please let this go.
Hashtag. My dog is really going to get me killed in a zombie apocalypse. God damn it.
He really is.
And you could start training him now.
Well, he's trained, but the problem, like, at some point during the zombie apocalypse, I'm going to run out of treats. And at that fucking point. This motherfucker. God damn it, if he wasn't so cute. Anyway.
See, this is why I'm keeping this is why I'm keeping my cat in a book bag. He can't run.
Boogie.
He got an air hole. Boogie. See, Boogie, because my cat
same size as me and he weighs more than me. He ain't going in a book bag.
See, Leo is gonna mess me up because he has a thing about shoes and feet, so he'll go to the zombie and like, ooh, your shoes feel great. And I was like, it's a zombie. Get away. Get away. And then,
get hit by the zombie.
Right. Or he gets really like, okay, like he's doing now. He's bothering me. So I feel like if I'm trying to sneak and get away, he's going to be like, I'm hungry. Meow. Mm-hmm. I'm hungry. Yeah. And I'm like, no. Yes. Yes. So.
You guys know that eventually during the zombie apocalypse, it's going to come down to the fact that you're out of food and the only person left is your pet.
No, I wouldn't eat Doogie. He wouldn't taste good at all.
I wouldn't eat Leo. Leo wouldn't taste good at all.
I'm going to have to learn how to hunt wild animals. If only I could get this motherfucker to do it.
Well, Leo is good at spotting, like, random-ish. Like, he spots those birds real quick. So if I just had a good shot, I can just get some birds real quick.
Doogie can spot anything or hear or smell something from a mile away. The problem is he immediately has to go, hey, 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 what you doing? Hey.
Look, I don't know if Leo can stand up to the squirrels, because squirrels around here are kind of gully, so.
I don't want to live that life. All right, so I guess that's going to wrap up this episode of Nerdgasm Noir. I'm going to say thank you for listening. We very much appreciate it. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Nerdgasm Noir. You can also follow each of us ladies individually as well. Check out Jamie at The Way of the Id, JP at Isitis, Kia at The Last Storm, Melissa at Black Girl Geeky, Maria at _Roxy_, and me at NaniCoolJ. Thank you for listening and see you next week.